Details are slowly coming to light surrounding the crash last week of a float plane flying for Island Air. According to a preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board, the de Havilland Beaver took off from the city of Kodiak Friday morning and was headed to Imic and Zakhar Bays. The report says it crashed at around 11:30 a.m. Clint Johnson with NTSB's Alaska Regional Office says the crash happened during a scheduled stop at Ugonek Lake near the city of Kodiak.
And the reason for that stop was to drop a mechanic off to be able to take a look at another Island Air airplane that was disabled there just temporarily. This accident actually happened on takeoff when they were departing that intermediate stop.
Johnson says three witnesses described the scene.
During the departure to the west, there were some pretty strong winds, gusty winds, and the airplane eventually took off to the west and towards an area of rising terrain. And basically, as the airplane got a little bit closer to that terrain, it started a gradual turn to the left. That turn steepened, and then, unfortunately, the airplane descended nose first into the shallow waters of the lake on the western end there.
According to the U.S. Coast Guard, there were three people on board who all sustained serious but non-fatal injuries. And Johnson says the Coast Guard medevaced the victims to Anchorage. A state trooper email says the victims were pilot David Schleifer and passengers Stephen and Linda Seidem, all three of Kodiak. Johnson says, as far as he knows, they are still at hospitals in Anchorage, and the NTSB intends to interview the pilot when he's well enough to share his view of the events.